Good evening.
Good evening, Malka.
You're the first to arrive, Malka. And
okay.
Tana told me that they're going out tonight, so they won't be on this first class. Hopefully they'll be back for the second one.
Okay.
So we'll just have to wait to see if others come.
Sure.
Unless you want to start by yourself now.
No, sir, we'll wait. I mailed that check off to you for the shekels.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. I didn't look closely at your names. The person that you drive to work with, that you listen
yeah.
to the recordings, is
yeah.
he on the list? Okay.
No.
You want to suggest it to him or not?
Excuse me?
Would you like to suggest it to him or you don't think
sure.
it's appropriate?
Oh, I'll tell him. I will let him know, absolutely.
Okay. It's really beneficial for people.
Mm-hmm. He has 4 sons.
Teenagers and below or older?
The youngest is 16. The oldest is about 26.
Okay. As I said, it acts as an atonement for the soul, so it's really important. It removes the revolt that comes from the being counted, being limited, it's really beneficial.
Right.
I was meant to go home.
Getting busy with your work?
Oh, yes, sir. Real busy, lots of changes, lots and lots of changes. Sometimes it's just overwhelming each day, you know. You conquer one thing, and then there's changes that come by about every week. So and I'm trying to put a conference class together for March 13th for about 20 people that are coming from all over the state. And that's been challenging since we had new changes come about. It's just been an ordeal, you know. A lot of policy changes, a lot of finance changes. So we just tackle it when I can and do what I can, move on.
I understand.
You know how big business works, right?
The essence of business is change.
Yes, it has. It's really changed a lot.
I think somebody just came up.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Brandy?
Oh, it's rough.
I understand. I had the benefit of essentially outgrowing the asthma that I remember.
Yeah. It's rough when you've got, I've got bronchitis on top of that and a virus.
Wow.
But they usually run together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I wish they wouldn't be the Three Stooges, Larry, Curly. I wish it was no Mo.
Just remember, it's all good.
Yeah.
But just right now, you don't feel good.
Right. In every bad, there is always a good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no such thing as bad. That's the first thing. But it's the first step is to look at this, that there must be something good. But when you realize that there really isn't a bad, that it's just a cleansing. And if it was really difficult, they'd have somebody else do it. So.
Well, I must really need to be cleansed. It's a whopper.
I hear you. So let us get going. We're in section 21 of Parasha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're starting with Pasuk 183, and I'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud kuchabrichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimud hilud hilu urchimud. Leyakta Lishem Yudhe bavate, Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. Tachatzei bezina di Yisrael sharyan al ara kadisha kola hawa mitakan ki kayaot. With her suya yo shilim alayu liav de pulsana uva ka virin liav ma lasali ahu pulsana veela le atreya begin diara laitak nat lefulchana Ela Yisrael, feel so daihu. Ugin kach she'ar amin. A'akom, awo mit rachake. Gila awo shaltin. Bakit hashta begin dila. Itzenu ela mitamzit. The translation, come and see, when the nation of Israel dwells in the Holy Land, everything is in its place, and the throne, which is the Nukva, is firmly established over them. They worship Hashem, which means that they elevated Mayim Nukvim, female waters, and transcended the layers of air of the world. Their service ascended on high to its place, to the male and the female, causing them to mate with each other. Because Israel alone is suited for the service, other nations were kept afar from the land. They did not rule as they do now. The other nations were nourished only from the residue. In other words, the abundance that Israel drew down by their service was enough to also nourish the other nations of the world. But the majority of the abundance went to Israel. The other nations of the world received only a residue of this abundance. And this is why dominion was given to Israel. My commentary. In the Western world, we are taught that everyone needs to have a minimum amount of energy, life force, and sustenance. When all things are in their proper place, all beings are fulfilled, and there is no lack. Presently, the world has lack because people do not recognize the need for all things to be in its place. Questions, comments, thoughts?
The people don't recognize that they need all substance. What people are we talking about? Are we talking about the nations? Are we talking about humanity as a whole?
It can be both. It really depends on how you perceive the world. There are many people who perceive that the only thing that matters is the children of Israel, because as the essence of the nation of the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, takes the majority of the energy when the nation of Israel is in the land of Israel.
But not all of the children of Israel are in Israel at this point. They're scattered throughout the world, right?
That is correct. Not only is it not only the children of Israel that are scattered, but we have the 10 lost tribes that are scattered. So there's a discussion in the Orthodox communities that as soon as the majority of the children of Israel, but they refer to the majority of Jews, is in Israel, then that will be they'll break a klipah, and the energy will become much more intense, and the speed will even get faster than it is now. And the process as we reach that point. But the majority of the people who discuss that are not true Kabbalists, and they're not recognizing that they're still the 10 lost tribes.
Right. Well, this is the way I've always kind of felt. When there's a Jewish community, and I think we've discussed this before, when there's a Jewish community in the other nations, it'd be New York, Los Angeles, wherever, like Louisiana, Beaumont, Texas. But there's blessings within that community because of the Jewish community inside the community. So we are receiving, I think, the light force, it be veiled many times, but I believe there's blessing within that community because of the Jewish people.
As you say, we have this. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm finished.
As you said, we have discussed this a number of times, but it's the first time the Kabbalah Center explained it in my presence, the Rav explained it, and he said, look at the history of the world. Whenever a nation would attempt to take over the land of Israel to be able to control it, and as soon as they lost the land of Israel, their decline was very rapid, and they the empire went away. But it's really the majority of the energy goes to the Jewish people, to the children of Israel, because their souls have this larger desire to receive, that they received with the Torah on Mount Sinai.
Right.
That's essentially what Mount Sinai represents, is an ingestion or an injection of a larger capacity of the soul. And so the desire to receive is larger, and it draws more light, more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Satan works very hard within the Jewish community to create dissension and conflict.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the adage goes, you have two Jews, you have three arguments. But it's really very, very significant. And if you observe it and you understand this concept, you'll begin to see how the energy is dropped into the children of Israel's communities. And when they're doing the work, when they're in unity, or more so in unity than at other times, there will be no anti-Semitism, or it will be minimized. But when the conflict is dividing the Jewish communities, the anti-Semitism rises because the other nations are feeling the lack of fulfillment that's being caused by the Jews not drawing the energy properly.
Okay. Well, how about the population in Israel that are not Jewish? They're not receiving the same energy that the Jewish people are, but they are still in the land, so they're receiving more of the energy than the other nations that are outside of Israel. Is that correct? Or
the same person who lives in the land of Israel, who is not of the child of Israel as of yet, that person is receiving more energy than a person of the same nation outside of Israel. But they're not receiving the same energy that the children of Israel do within anywhere in the world, because their desire to receive is that much less. But majority of the people who we would consider not Jewish living in the land of Israel are basically the part of the 10 lost tribes. So their souls are actually connected to the children of Israel, if not being the children of Israel.
So are you saying that the amount of energy is, how do you say that, is equal to whatever the vessel can hold?
Correct. The energy that one receives is defined by their desire to receive that energy.
And that's connected to the vessel. That vessel has that desire to receive.
It's the desire to receive is defined as the soul. It's defined as the consciousness of a person. The larger that consciousness, the higher the consciousness, the larger the capacity of the vessel, because it has a larger desire to receive. This is what draws the energy.
Okay, so let's compare it to the more your students study Torah and Kabbalah, then their soul increases in capacity and desire to receive. Right? Did I say that right?
Well, say it again so I can follow it a little bit clearer. Say it one more time.
Okay. The more we study Torah and the more we study Zohar, then that increases our soul's knowledge or remembrance. Maybe it already knew it. And that increases its ability to take in more energy into the vessel. That makes sense?
Yes, but I have to explain it a little differently.
Good.
The cause is spiritual. The cause is the energy. The energy essentially asks each soul, what is your capacity? It's like there's a conversation between the electricity in your house and the light bulb in your lamp. The electricity says to the lamp, how much do you want? And the bulb says, I only want 10 watts because I'm a 10-watt bulb. And another lamp says, I want 100 watts because I'm a 100-watt bulb. And the light says, here's the 10 watts and here's the 100 watts. But the light also says, here's another half a watt to each of you. The capacity is only 10 watts or 100 watts. But if the light gives a little bit more, because the light says, I want to be revealed, I want to give you more, I want your vessel to grow. And it's that half a watt extra that causes the light bulb to burn out, because the light bulb is a physical item, cannot grow. But a human being, the soul, can grow. But if the soul was only getting the total fulfillment, the 100 watts, so to speak, it wouldn't grow. It would just be comfortable. It would be happy. It would be content and serene. But the light says, I have much more to give you. You have to grow. And so the light gives that extra half watt. And that causes the soul to search for more Torah, to search for more Zohar, to learn to utilize the light that is revealed by those physical actions to draw more light. That's why the sages say us, you do a mitzvah, meaning you reveal light, you will be given the opportunity to do another mitzvah, to reveal more light. I hope that's a little clearer for you.
Yes, it is, because in the beginning, when I started going over the 72 names, I got lots of energy. And after a point, I asked you, why don't I have the same energy? And you said, you explained something similar, that once you get that energy, then you need to do something else to get more energy because you've expanded.
Correct.
Makes sense.
What I said was essentially there's a different kind of metaphor to explain it, but it's essentially you've been given a taste. Hashem gave you the taste of what you can receive, what your capacity is now. And then it goes away because you have to earn it.
Right.
That taste gets you going. Now you start doing some more work, some more service, and you draw that light continuously. But that makes you feel content. My problems are settled down. I've solved them all. My family has grown. The chaos of worrying about a job, I see for after 30, 40 years that there's always a job that I can support myself. All of those things that we worry about when we're younger, we don't worry about as we age. But we worry about other things. But if we were to put those two different worries, what you worry about as a 20-year-old and what you worry about as an 80-year-old next to each other, which would be more severe? Should we be worrying about our health when we're 20? Or are we worrying about how to provide for our families? Which is more important?
Family.
It's not that it's providing for the family is actually a less important item, but we don't have the worry about aging. We don't have the worry about health. But because of the actions that were incorrect, we get these illnesses. We get the aging. There are people who don't have the age, don't have the health problems, who age. I was just told about a woman who's 102 years old living in this building that I didn't know. And the people are amazed that she walks upright and that she's got bright and lively. It's like she's still got the same energy as a 20-year-old. And they're saying, how can it be? And it's, of course it can be, because the person didn't do a lot of negative actions. So it all boils down to what does the soul need? And that's the conversation between the electricity and the lamps. How much do you want? But don't be satisfied with what you want. I want your vessel to grow, to reveal more of my light, to take more of my electricity.
Well, it makes all sense. After about 3 or 4 years,
after you studied the 72 names for 3 or 4 years, you needed more because your vessel had grown.
That's right. And so I went to the Anabokoak.
Very good. And when you start feeling ready with the Anabokoak, now what are we doing on the selected classes? We're doing the Esser Dibrot.
Yes.
The 7 o'clock classes. We're doing the Esser Dibrot.
Yes.
So you can see the pattern. Am I adding more?
Yes, but it's good more.
Exactly. Our time is up. We'll do this again tomorrow night, and our 7 o'clock class tonight is the Tikkuni Zohar, which is something we started a few months ago. And so you can see, we're constantly striving to do more. You all have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol.
You too. Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Thank you.